So this is it. It's the wall of customers. So my idea around this was to use another medium for people on the team to get in touch with customers, to feel in touch with customers. There are a lot of us who spend a lot of time reading the news groups, reading the blogs, engaging with customers in email, things like that. But there's a lot of people on the team who don't get a chance to do that. Their jobs don't entail it. They have other things they're trying to get done. They're not always in a position to go onto a news group and answer a post from a customer. So I wanted to kind of broaden the channels that we could use to remind the people on the team of the people out in the world who are buying Visual Studio, making their living with Visual Studio, what they're doing with it. Scott and Sanjay and Jonas and Soren and Ido and all of these people. They were really nice. They sent me some great feedback about what they're doing with the product, what they like about it, what they don't like. Most of them sent me pictures. And unfortunately, some of them look like mug shots, but I think that's just my fault in how I blew them up. But it's been really great for everybody on the team to kind of get a little reminder that we have a lot of customers out there that really count on Visual Studio and the VS Core team to ship a great product. So my theory here was to put someone's picture and bio on the front of a product box and just sort of drive home the fact that, you know, this copy is made for Christian, and this one's made for Manager, and this one's made for Clemens. And hopefully all of us will take that into account every day when we fix bugs or design features or triage bugs or answer posts in the news groups or whatever it is that we're doing on a daily basis. That's pretty much the story.
That's cool. That's pretty cool. I like this a lot. So you still accepting submissions?
I still am accepting submissions. They kind of trickled off. You know, things happen in the blogosphere where they don't always, they get a lot of attention the first few days and then they never get seen again. I was pretty happy there for a while because searching for the words "dear customer" in Google actually turned up my page as the first hit. So that was nice.
Cool.
But yeah, I'm happy to accept email from people, chatr@microsoft.com.
Okay.
Let me know who you are and what you're doing with it, and I'll make sure you get up here on the wall.